522.
The National Rifle Association breaks its silence more than 4 days after the Connecticut elementary school shootings. The nation's largest gun rights organization is making its first public statement tonight after a self-imposed media blackout. The group says its members are, quote, shocked, saddened, and heartbroken by the news of the horrific and senseless murders.
Joining us to talk about it, Anna Palmer, reporter with Politico. Thanks for being here, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of people have been waiting for this moment. They wanted to see what the NRA would say. And one of the things the organization is saying is that it wants to play a meaningful role in conversations moving forward to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it's a different tact than they've taken in previous shootings. It's unclear exactly what they mean by that, but they have set it up so that on Friday they are planning a very large press conference where essentially they will be unveiling some kind of plan.
Do we have any indication of what may be in that plan?
No, they in the statement that they released today, it was all really about what happened in Connecticut, but just that meaningful contributions in the, you know, going forward. So we're all kind of waiting and seeing. They've been certainly on the lockdown for the past 5 days.
Talk about the NRA's influence a bit on Capitol Hill and here in Washington.
Absolutely. They've spent years really making gun control legislation or laws like extending the assault rifle, you know, ban, made it untouchable for members because they have a very, very large political spending arm. They have an army of lobbyists, and they've become very, very influential.
Well, yesterday, of course, we heard from Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a lifetime NRA member who came out and said that, you know, something needs to be done to address the gun control issue. Is it possible that his statement, given how politically volatile that would be in his own state, is a tipping point here?
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid came out yesterday. He's also been close to the gun lobby in the past, saying a debate needs to happen. But on the other side of the issue, we've also seen Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell come out saying he would not support an assault rifle ban. So this is going to be something that it almost never actually, you know, legislation occurs after these incidents. It would be a very big turning point if this, you know, what comes out of Connecticut is an actual law or some changes in the law.